Hello and welcome to my podcast. So tonight I just wanted to come by and just talk about God and how awesome He is and give some encouragement. So I got saved a while ago. I always tell people before I got saved, I've always been a good person. I've always carried myself in an appropriate manner. I always knew who God was. I didn't grow up as an atheist. I didn't grow up as a Buddhist. I didn't grow up as whatever. I knew who God was. My grandmother used to take me to church, which I absolutely did not like because I felt like it was too long. I felt like some of the members were just not the nicest people. So I didn't like going to church, but I knew that going, I would hear the word of the Lord through the pastor, you know, the minister. So that's what I liked because I knew when bad things happened or you got sick, you know, being a child, God, please heal my mother. God, protect us while we drive to the zoo. Like, I knew how to pray. I just didn't have a full-on relationship. There were moments in my life where I tried to give my life over to Christ. I can remember one moment that will forever stick out to me. Story time. So I went to church with my mom, never forget it. And her church went to go visit another church. And so I believe it was Christmas time or something. I think because it was a play or something. And I just remember the pastor of that church scaring, honestly, me and a lot of other teenagers that were there, saying, if you don't want to go outside of these doors tonight and something happens to you, come up here and accept the Lord as your, you know, Savior. Me being, I don't really remember how old I was, but I know I was a teen, probably maybe 13, maybe even 15, but I remember bolting up there because all I could think about is, oh my God, first of all, we are in the hood. You know, I think I heard gunshots when the church van rolled onto the property. I'm going up here to get saved. And I just remember feeling scared. So the following day, it stuck. I gave it maybe 2 days and I fell right back into the world, you know. And so when I fell back into the world, I went years after, you know, just up and down, you know, just going to church with a friend or, you know, watching, what's her name? And she was really popular back in the day. Paula White, I would watch a lot of her things, or I would watch BET, you know, the Bobby Jones Gospel. So I would watch a lot of that, you know, and I thought in my head, okay, well, I'm getting a little God, you know, because now I'm starting to float into my mid-teens, you know. When I finally decided to give my life over to Christ, it was a feeling that I never felt before. You know, being dragged to church as a child, and I didn't like the church I went to. Then I tried to go to my mother's church, which was a good church, but I had asked a church member, you know, again, being a teen, you know, who is Jesus's father? Instead of him pulling whoever knew the answer to that to the side, he actually kind of like put me on Front Street. And I remember the whole church looked back like, so when it came to church experiences, I haven't had the best church experiences. So when I accepted, I'm so sorry, guys. I'm going in and out, in and out, in and out. I promise it will all come full circle. So like I said, when I gave my life to Christ, I had this feeling. It was something like, you know that you know. And I knew when I accepted God into my life, I knew it was no turning back. I knew many of my failed attempts didn't work for a reason. Because I think back then, being a teenager and being young, I didn't want to be saved. I wanted to listen to hip hop music. I wanted to experience, you know, going from, you know, teen to young adult to adult. Like, I didn't need, in my head, a distraction from God because it was no fun. So, but now I don't feel that way at all. Now I live for God. I try my best to be positive. I try my best to stay in my word, which I'm inconsistent. Y'all, I am so inconsistent with reading the Bible. I have my moments where I could lay down and read at least 2 hours, like, and really be there. But then I have my days where I have the Bible on my phone and I can't even get through 2 sentences before I'm already in another window on my phone on Facebook or YouTube or whatever. So he's working on me with that. But to get back to what I was talking about, God is just amazing and he is awesome. And I want to encourage any of my listeners who don't know the Lord or who may have reservations about the Lord, or you just don't know, like you just feel like, nope, I ain't got time for that. You know, that new Meek Mill just came out, you know, that new Nas or whoever's album's just released and you want to listen to it without feeling convicted. Believe me, I feel you because I was there. But you are going to get to a place and a time in your life where all that stuff is so out the back door. Like, I prayed to God when I first got saved. I'm like, God, just keep me humble, you know, because I don't ever want to make God hang his head down, you know, in embarrassment or in shame of his daughter. So all my people, just get to know God, you know, get to know him. He's the coolest, dopest person there is. And I guarantee you, if you get to know him and if you give him that time in the morning and that time in the Chick-fil-A line, you will not be sorry. So thank you so much for listening to my podcast. Stay tuned for more.